some examples of things that Mother taught. Mother taught religion. You better pray that stain will come out of the carpet. Mother taught time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Mother taught foresight. This is my mom for sure. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. We're all here today because of Mother. I remember Abby was born, and it wasn't a short while later, but it's Mother's Day. Jackie and I thought that we had really good odds. 2-1. Felt pretty confident in ourselves. We didn't really know anything. Now, this last week, 2-1, we had Abby in the living room, and we were trying to tell her something, but we couldn't get her stop talking for 20 minutes. And then Emily was born into our family. Now it's 2-2. But we're still bigger than them and smarter. Then we added Zach. Now it's 3-2. Well, Zane and Jake came along, both of them particularly troublesome in their deliveries. Yeah. And then Megan came along, and Jackie and I have convinced her that she's on our side, so we're starting to even things up. When I was born, my grandma was a shift leader nurse at the Robinson Memorial Hospital, and old Doc Webb had been our family's doctor, and Doc Webb was the doctor, and my grandma Tomlinson was the nurse. And I got to hear this story about 1,001 times while I was growing up. My behavior in the womb was not typical. Somehow I had gotten the cord of the umbilical cord wrapped around my neck. One time, 2 times, 3 times. Now, this led to some problems in presentation and everything. And during the delivery, my mom's blood pressure dropped exactly in half. My grandma looked a little white, and she looked at Doc Webb and said, "Doc Webb, I got to get out of here." And Doc Webb said, "You are the only nurse I have in here. You're going to stay right put, and we're going to deliver this baby." So, like Zane and Jake, I was a particular troublesome at birth. I want to recognize all our mothers today. As I say thank you to my own mother, I want each person to recognize that your mother took a journey down into the valley of death so that you could be born. If motherhood was going to be easy, it would not start out with something called labor. The joy of motherhood is what a woman experiences when all the children are finally in bed. A puddle is a small body of water that attracts other small bodies wearing dry shoes. Sterilize. When you have the first baby, you put a pot of water on the stove, the binky or pacifier gets a little dirty, and you boil the water, you dump the binky in there, and you get it nice and clean. On the next child, binky falls on the floor, you pick it up, you put it in your mouth, and then you give it back to the baby. Dumbwaiter. The dumbwaiter is the waiter who asked your children if they'd like dessert when they haven't even finished their meals. The full name. Jacob Brian Beatty. The full name is how your child knows he's in trouble. There's three ways to get something done. First way is to do it yourself. The second way is to hire someone to do it for you. The third way is to forbid your children to ever do it. Grandparents. People who think your children are wonderful, even though they're sure you're not raising them properly. Life's golden age. When the kids are too old to need a babysitter and too young to borrow the family car. Show off. Any child more talented than yours. Bottle feeding. The opportunity for dad to get up at 2 a.m. and spend some time with the baby. Take your Bibles and go to Psalms 127. Psalms 127, and we'll read down through the chapter. It says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Look at 128. It says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. Now shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children and peace upon Israel. Children are a blessing from God. Every child is a blessing. Every child is an opportunity. Every child is a hope from the Lord. Think about a baby. So completely helpless. A baby cannot walk. A baby cannot talk. A baby can't even eat by itself. Everything has to be done for the baby. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I say, oh, isn't that baby a burden? No, the baby's a blessing. But you have to carry it everywhere. No, you get to carry it everywhere. You have to feed it. No, you get to feed it. It is a blessing and goodness from God. That's the fruit of the womb. Is his reward. Children and heritage of the Lord. God, goodness shown to us. A wealth of wonderfulness. A joy. The interaction and opportunity to mold and model a life. We spend a lot of time wishing and worrying and hoping for our kids, don't we? We want it to be well with them. We want them to prosper, of course, in a material way, but we want their soul to prosper. It's interesting the tradition or transitions in life. Zane used to ask me what was for dinner. Yesterday I'm like, Zane, what are you planning on doing for dinner? He's got something out the night before, thawed it out, and he's like, well, I'm going to make this chicken and barbecue it on the grill. I'm like, sounds great. What else are you doing with it? Well, I'm going to make this macaroni and cheese and Brussels sprouts to go with it. Like, such a nice thing. Amen? He didn't have to get to that point to be a blessing to our family, to myself, and to his mother. He was a blessing way back when he was little grandpa. Helping my wife to order everyone around in the family because he was too little to do anything. And having his hands on his hips and saying, it's a blessing. A joy. We don't realize the tremendous opportunity and power we have to mold lives. It's my desire to really strongly influence every one of the children. And Jack and I look at this together and we are one mind. We want to put a mark on them that is part of us. We want to take all the goodness and the blessings of God and we want to pass them on to them. We want to take all of the negativity and the bad habits and the things that we want to hold that back from them. We want to see them challenged. We want to see them meet some difficulties and see success. We want to see them love and serve God. We want to see them blessed by the Lord. And who does not want that for their children? One of our greatest coaches, Lombardi, said, a failure to prepare is a plan to fail. One of the things that mothers get to do is they're really the first excellent teacher that their children have. To me, this is amazing and true, but you will learn more by the time you are 5 years old than you'll learn in the entire rest of your life. You figure you got to learn a language, you've got to learn all the things about the world, and just to watch the rate and the learning process of babies, it is a tremendous opportunity. Some examples of things that Mother taught. Mother taught religion. You better pray that stain will come out of the carpet. Mother taught time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Mother taught foresight. This is my mom for sure. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. Mother taught irony. If you keep crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about. Mother taught contortionism. Look at the dirt on the back of your neck. Mother taught weather. This room looks like a tornado went through it. Mother taught about envy. There's millions of less fortunate children in this world who don't have wonderful parents like you do. Mother taught anticipation. You just wait till we get home. Mother taught humor. Don't come running to me when you cut your toes off from the lawnmower. Mother taught wisdom. When you get to my age, you'll understand. Mother taught justice. One day, you're going to have children, and they will turn out just like you. On a day where many of us are not able to be with our mothers or to see them, I want to say, if you have the opportunity, go see your mom. If you have the opportunity, call her. If you have the opportunity, take her and hold her in your arms. As she held you so many times. And say, thank you, Mama. I love you. Honor. Honor that person who did so much for you. Honor that person who fed you bites. Who cleaned you up, cleaned the mess up off the floor, cleaned the mess up off your bum. Honor. You're never going to pay back your mom. The only way we even come close to thinking about doing that is we have children and present them as grandchildren, and we start to take care of them, and we keep the process going. D.L. Moody said that the closest thing he could find to the love of God on earth was a mother's love and self-sacrifice. Maybe there's bumps in the road, there's difficulties, there's problems. Forgive those things, forget them. Sometimes we emphasize the problems more than we do the blessings and the goodness of God. Let me read you out of Deuteronomy. We see it says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen. Lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. Teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons. Especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, that they may teach their children. It's interesting, the process of aging. It really takes us a long time to wise up, doesn't it? Like I said earlier, some of us, our mother is no longer living on earth. Some of us are separated by distance, space. Make sure that you're not separated by harsh feelings. Make sure you're not separated by anger or grudges. Honor your mother. That very first teacher that God gave you. In Proverbs it tells us, train up a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they'll not depart from it. Take in, inside of your life and inside of your family, weave in the Word of God. Weave in the opportunities of the lessons of the Bible. Weave in the taking the family to Sunday school. Weave in those things. Like I said earlier, I want to see an influence on my children, but I love seeing the influence that my wife has on them. I love seeing some of the character and the blessing that from her life has been imparted into theirs. But I don't just want it to stop there. I want to see some of the goodness and blessings of some of you also in their lives. There certainly is a responsibility that falls to parents. But there is a responsibility that falls to our church also. When we look at it in that sense, these are our kids. You might be one of the ladies here today that says, God's never blessed me with a child. Take one of these children in our church and take them to your heart and love them. Pray for them. Be a godly influence. That's fine with you, isn't it, Danielle? It's fine with me. Take it seriously. It's a blessing and an opportunity. Some of you are grandparents, but you're a long way from the people that you can have the opportunity to grandparent. But you're still a grandparent every day. You can do some of that here. Mother is a teacher. Mother is a disciplinarian. Sometimes we look at that word and we go, oh no, she's mean. I like the moms where they say, well, everybody's doing it. I'll say, well, everybody's last name is not Beatty, or everybody's last name is not Lindsay, or everybody's last name isn't Wright. Say, we're not doing it. Lack of leadership and lack of rules is lack of love. If you have children and you love them, you will have to put some restraints on them. There has to be some fences. It doesn't just make good neighbors. It makes good life. There has got to be some barriers that you won't cross. There's got to be some barbed wire that'll prick the flesh. I would much rather be disciplined by someone who loves and cares for my best than to be thrown to the wolves. If you can imagine all the sheep in the fence, they go, oh, the fence is horrible. Keeps us away from that good, and it keeps us from water, and we can't go and explore, and we can't do our own thing. We've got this fence is keeping you in to where there's not the wolves, where there's not the danger, where you're not in trouble. We all have a problem. We're all sinners. Did you notice it this week? Personally, for yourself? I mean, sometimes we notice it for the whole world, but we don't recognize our own situation. We're born in trouble and sin. The sparks fly upward. We don't have to be taught to lie. We have to be taught to tell the truth. We don't have to be taught to be rude. We have to be taught to show respect. Every mama and every grandma that's worth their salt's got to be able to put a little bit of the fear of God in the children of disobedience. Not to be mean, to be loving. Not to hurt, to help. Correct thy son, and he will give thee rest. He shall give delight to thy soul. A mother is a teacher. A mother is a disciplinarian. A mother is most of all loving, kind, tender-hearted, blessed and praised. In Proverbs 31, verse 28 says, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Make sure you take care of your mama today. If you can make a meal or get a meal or take care of her in that way, make sure you rise up and call her blessed. One of the most horrible sins of our country is a lack of gratitude. We got young people that'll dare say something like, I didn't ask to be born. Something horrible. There's a generation that has lifted themselves up and does not respect mom and dad. Dad, you set the tone. Respect for your mom, for your wife. The mothers you have in your life. I've got my mom, and then I've got my wife, Jackie, the mother of my children. Then I have Nancy Hughes, my mother-in-law. I saw a little cartoon, and it had all these nice flower arrangements, said Mother's Day. And then there was a little section of cactuses, and it said, Mother-in-Law Special. I don't know how that perpetuates, but man, has God given me a wonderful blessing in my mother-in-law. She loves me. She prays for me. She's a picture of kindness. All the things that I love about my wife, I see how that she has influenced in giving her. Her children rise up and call her blessed. I want you to know, they call her blessed in the morning, but they call her blessed as they grow up and wise up in their life, as they get a little older and a little more mature. Her husband also, he praises her. Some folks are so boneheaded, I'm talking to the men, that they can't realize how blessed they are to have a good Christian wife, mother for your children. Sometimes we get self-absorbed and we don't do as much praising as we should. We get focused on our own self. Stop and focus on your wife today. Stop and focus on your mom today. Stop and give her some love. We've got a certain group of ladies in our church who are not with a husband. He's passed away, or there's been other circumstances. Take some time. Show some respect. Encourage some of these ladies. Husbands, don't just look on your own things, but also on the things of others. Look how good God has been to us. In Titus 2, 4 and 5 says that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. In Proverbs 31 and verse 25 says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. I want to say, ladies, I thank God for you. I want to be the first in line to cheer you on and say, God bless you. God bless you for all the labor, the work, the care, the love put into raising children. Every generation, I believe, says this to the next. It's a very difficult time to be raising children. There's so many pitfalls and snares and traps. And how a mother's prayers can build a little fence around their child. Lord, thank you for sending us the fine women that we have in our church. God, thank you for the mixture of kindness and blessing and help. Father, thank you for the care and love that they bestowed upon children. Father, thank you for the prayers that continue to be said today. God, you have so helped us and blessed us. God, I ask for every heart seeking your goodness and your blessing, seeking protection and help for their children. God, I pray that you will lengthen steps, strengthen hands, encourage hearts and minds. Father, we claim the scripture that if we are not weary and well-doing in due season, we'll reap if we faint not. We bring all of these things confidently to you in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to a message from the pulpit of Town Center Baptist Church in Happy Valley, Oregon. We invite you to come visit us at 10505 Southeast 85th Avenue in Happy Valley. If we can be of help to you, please call us at 503-659-4494. We wish you God's very best.